to branch out into fashion. She's told me, my publicist told me I'm a good model.
You do dress really well. And Mobos, you were probably one of the dress men there, so you do dress well, I'll give you that.
So for me, I like to expand, do movies. I also finished my first season, Coco Mansion, 2 years ago. I had a series.
Coco Mansion. Yeah. That sounds like Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion.
Why? See, that's the thing.
That's what it sounds like.
But that wasn't. That's totally not it.
What's the difference between Coco Mansions and Hugh's Mansion?
For one, I don't get to kiss.
No girls in bikinis.
No.
Okay.
Bikinis.
Well, what was the? What were people watching?
We're just looking for the ideal women. Like,
so has it started yet, or are you putting
together? We finished season one.
What was it like?
Season two, great.
So is it just your life?
Yes. No, not just my life. We had 12 ladies.
Living in your house?
Not in my house.
Coco Mansion.
In the Coco Mansion.
Okay, so what were they all fighting towards getting?
They were all trying to be the best ideal woman.
For who?
Meaning for an ideal man. But I was the chosen bachelor.
This is like, is it anything like Flavor Flav?
More like, for the love of Ray, I would have said, but without the fighting and
Yeah, but
the
you
Russian
know them chicks, most of them are gold diggers.
Mansion? That's why the Coco Mansion wasn't for, I wasn't looking for a girlfriend. It was for us to say, listen, we need to know how to choose an ideal woman. Because when you ask someone, what's your choice of an ideal woman? Is it someone that can cook? Someone that's beautiful? You ask someone else to tell you, someone that's just beautiful. So I said, listen, why don't we have, you know, and let the viewers choose amongst all the 12 girls, the one that has the best behavior to be.
Will win. Okay, so they weren't really going to end up with you.
A
game. Okay, so
won.
Do you think the right chick won?
The right chick, yes, but not my. If I were to choose for my girlfriend,
she wouldn't have been it.
I'll have ended the show from like the second.
What are you looking at her for? Vanessa, could you leave the studio, please?
Yeah, I'll have ended
look at
the
me.
Show. Bam, second
was she
show.
The right person? She wasn't,
she,
right?
She won. No, she had the best behavior and everything, but I just had a soft spot for other people.
Oh, because basically you wanted the hot girl with a bad attitude. Okay. Is that right, Devange? Is that what you're saying?
I'm doing season two. And now on, I think I'm going to do it in London so that everybody will fly down and put them
sick.
In one house.
That would
put
be
them
sick.
In outside London, far, so that everybody will now be dead.
Put them
house.
In the countryside.
Yes. And
countryside.
Then they have to wake up in the morning and then they have to cook for me in the cold weather.
Cook for you.
Yes. I will go and farm.
Devange, can you have, you know, like my mum's Egyptian and stuff, and sometimes like in certain countries you're allowed to have more than one girl, even though people don't, like if they try and be smart and they try and say, oh, you know what, actually I could have six wives, that sort of rubbish. Do you ever think like that?
Nah,
you know, you can have one woman and that's it.
One woman, one trouble.
Okay, so for all the late one trouble,
yeah,
so all the women that are listening today in London,
yes,
because it's fair to say there's been a lot of tweets, a lot of texts, a lot of women showing you a lot of love. We've even had one propose to you on air. What type of woman, be honest, please don't say what you think you should say, the right thing to say.
Okay.
What type of woman gets your attention and you could imagine being wifey?
I have no clue. That's fine. I'm serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'll be married if I knew.
So you haven't met her yet?
I don't know. Maybe I've even met her. I don't know.
Have you been in love?
Yes.
You have? Yeah. What happened?
You enter the love and you fall out of it again.
Was it you or her?
All of us.
All of us.
Together. Because you see, you cannot just blame one person. That's why it's love.
One person...
Respect is reciprocal, you know. What you sow, you reap, regardless of how you say it. It might not totally be your fault.
How important is beauty to you in a girl? Like, imagine you meet someone and you click with them. She's funny, she's smart, but she ain't necessarily your cup of tea. It ain't gonna happen for you.
It depends on what you mean by happening.
Have you ever been out with somebody that's deemed as unattractive, where they've got a wicked personality?
Yes. Like a wicked bum. A wicked bum is a wicked
that's
personality.
That's a wicked look, though.
That's
personality.
A wicked look. Imagine the shape like that. There's no need.
I said bum.
Sorry.
Personality.
Oh, sorry about that. I was concentrating more on the side that, you know, there's with a wicked bum, there's no need to look at the face. Just face the wall. We're already fine. Sorry.
Face the wall.
No, like, you know.
Can you imagine your man told you to face the wall?
No, not like that. Like,
oh, the shame.
No, I didn't say like face the wall. She's already facing the wall. She has to face the wall for me to be behind.
Okay. If you was eating dinner, you would be sitting opposite, next to her. So you wouldn't. She would not be facing the wall.
Okay, that's true. Dinner.
I don't know what world you live in. I know you're the superstar in Nigeria.
For dinner,
but
for dinner, you're right.
But if girls are sitting in front of you whilst you eat behind them, then that's...
No, I didn't know that one. It depends, you know, people hungry in different ways.
Yeah, you were thinking...
You're talking about the physical...
You need to take the band somewhere today, right? Don't take him to Soho.
She's not taking me there.
Soho.
He's taking me to where? Hot Spice.
Oh, sneak boat taking you to
Sunset. Sneak, I'm coming. We're going to that place Hot Spice. Let's go there.
You're going Brixton to see some Hot Spices tonight.
I won't go to Brixton. I think Mike L is doing something in the academy there, but Sneaky will come and he will bring Hot Spice. Because if I go to Brixton, I might not come back. So let me
Sneaky
just.
Sneaky runs Brixton, though. He'll take care of you.
They might rush me and him together. So I have to bring him here.
Devange, you know what? I've got to let you go because I know you were supposed to be here till 6, but it's just been such fun. I wanted to keep you here forever. But you wanted to say something that you wanted to talk about that a lot of your fans on Twitter have been tweeting about.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
So I've been around the world since just right after.
At this point, I want to say it's 6:21. If you're going to say something that could make me lose my job, understand you need to give me a position within your team.
Oh, good news.
Okay.
Don't worry, you're covered. You're okay. I just want to say it's just one sentence to my people.
Go for it.
A lot of people have been asking me different questions on Twitter. I've been around. I've not been in Nigeria for a while, but recently my president passed a law that my people are not too happy with. And a lot of people asking me to speak about the matter, about the issue. And even in as much as I really want to, I just want to tell my people right now, using this opportunity to listen, to say that there is not much that one I can say, because one, I'm not in the country. I support all the movement that we're doing. I support the fact that I am for the people. But because I supported the man into getting into, you know, power, doesn't mean that I leave in the presidency or take decisions with him.
Okay.
Or it doesn't mean that I am the special advisor to the president. So if you ask me a question on how I feel about the decision that was made by my president, and I cannot answer you because I cannot reach my president, I've also tried to reach him, saying, my people, I've asked about this. And I would just like everybody to chill, everybody to please be understanding, everybody to wait for a reason why the decision was made. And I always say this good example. I say, when everyone came out and supported Obama into getting into power, when Obama got into power, what Obama did positively for the country is Obama. You know, we have done our own to support
Jay-Z and Beyonce have got nothing to do with
what happened. So for me, I would like to say, because my people are really kind of not too happy about that.
Okay.
A lot of people angry that I'm in London right now.
Yeah, while, not there.
But I left Nigeria just right after my concert.
Okay.
I'm working with Kanye West to put Africa on the map.
Yeah.
I'm working, you know.
Yeah, I'm about the music right now.
I'm all about the music. Forward, I'm an entertainer. I'm a creative person. And that is all I can be. But if there is a way that I can affect my nation positively from where I am, which is using this opportunity right now to say that please and please let us wait for the information, find out why this was passed, find out why these laws were made, and then, you know, this is democracy. We talk properly.
Alright, well thank you very much and hopefully
God
people
bless Nigeria,
you know,
God,
I respect you for
Africa.
Doing that. That's good
thank
that you,
you
did
I
that
I have to say, because a lot of people going on like, look, you are not in the country, you are partying outside the country. Oh no, and I said, listen, I'm still working for everyone.
You've got to let everyone do their jobs and everyone speaks for themselves. Okay, Deban, it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have an open invitation. I'll be sorting out your visa.
Thank you. You see, my people, now I have visa now, live and direct now.
You can come back anytime you want.
Thank you.
Your breath of fresh air, Oliver Twist. There isn't a release date yet, but you're going to let me know.
Yes,
but it is definitely going to get released iTunes in the UK.
Yes.
Also, you've got an album coming later this year.
Yes, good morning.
And you will also be on Kanye West's Good Music Compilation. Album.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to say, or was everything just like you're so busy?
In fact,
big up the fans, yeah.
Oh, my fans, thank you, Fata Kwasi. Only thank you to you. A big thank you for supporting me from day one, especially my new fans. I must say, for you to even like my music, I want to appreciate you all. My old fans, I want to say thank you so much. Everyone together, I want to say those praying for me, my mother, my family, my management, everyone together, I say a big thank you. And by God's grace, we are there. 2012 is our own year. Olympic.
Woo!
London. Let's go, liberty.
Yeah.
Oliver Twist in the building. I'm the bunch. African Michael Jackson. Too bad.
Oh, thank you so much. Round of applause for, I was going to call you Oliver Twist then. The bunch. I'm going to play this for the bunch because I know he's a big fan. Classic R. Kelly. This is You Remind Me on Choice.